And it is the Taylor Report, CIUT. And we have news, very important news, on the Peng Shui matter. And listeners will know we've been following this closely because the bright lights in Washington thought they had developed a neat, I would say, trick to try to undermine the International Olympic Committee and the desire of peoples around the world to have the Olympic Games. Since those games were to be in Beijing, the U.S. has been working assiduously to develop a kind of storyline and also talking points so that people can learn how to say, oh, I don't think it should be because of so-and-so, Tibet, the Uyghurs, and Peng Shui. We spoke up on the Taylor Report saying that we noticed that the Peng Shui was treated as, we hate to say it like this, but like an object. The lead character was Steve Simons of the Women's Tennis Association. And I'm charging him with harassment. I don't know whether Peng Shui would agree, but it looks to me like harassment. But there's news. Peng Shui, according to the Straits Times, and actually the Times of India, and actually as well as stories breaking, the Globe is going to report it, and the Guardian, has appeared in public again, and this time she spoke to a journalist from a Singapore paper, and she was also, you can find her on video, giving a short interview. And you remember that the WTA said that she had disappeared, which was a lie. She had never disappeared. If you can't see her from South Florida, that's because she's in China, and in Beijing, and she's been there all along and had never vanished and never disappeared. And we argued that from the beginning. The only thing that caused that kind of rhetoric to get any traction at all is that there's so much racism and so much chauvinism and bigotry in the West that if someone in China doesn't return their call, they can say they have vanished. And that was the game that the WTA played. Now, Peng Shui said right away, she sent a message to the WTA, but they said they didn't believe it. Okay, well, now she's appeared in public. And I want to read some of the parts of it that are most important in my view. She said, first, I would like to stress a very important point. I have never said nor written anything accusing anyone of sexually assaulting me. I'd like to emphasize this point very clearly. And I love this because when she said this, clear as can be said and seen. And then she added regarding Weibo, the account where this whole story began, where there was something posted. She said, first of all, it's a matter related to my personal privacy. Everyone has had many misunderstandings. Their misreadings do not stand. I want to absolutely agree and point out how terrible it is that a pack of journalists in the West who hate China are determined to have their own little story when the person they're talking about says it's not true. So they have literally bullied her aside in their journals and gone on with their nonsense when she clearly told them, and we read it on the Taylor Report, she told them in a message, and I have it right here. Hello, everyone, this is Peng Shui. Regarding the recent news released on the official website of the WTA, the content has not been confirmed or verified by myself. And it was released without my consent. The news in that release including the allegation of sexual assault, is not true. I'm not missing, nor am I unsafe. I've just been resting at home and everything is fine. Thank you again for caring about me. And then I've read this aloud on the show before, but I'm going to read it again because I noticed that none of the big shot journalists give you what she says. She then said, if the WTA publishes any more news about me, please verify it with me and release it with my consent. As a professional tennis player, I thank you for your companionship and consideration. I hope to promote Chinese tennis with you, blah, blah, and all with you all and have the chance in the future. I hope Chinese tennis will become better and better. Once again, thank you for your consideration. Now she said, by the way, now that's what she told him originally. And that's why I say she's being harassed by this character, Simon, because she spoke to the International Olympic Committee, the president, who saw the game was to target the Olympics and in the interest of protecting the Olympics, he made contact with Peng Shui. And she spoke to him. You understand, she doesn't have to speak to Mr. Simon, particularly if he posted something without her consent. I'd like to know why she would want to. Why would she would want anything to do with it, other than to say, hey, don't do that. But no one respected her. Instead, I think they want to make Mr. Simon somehow the Times Person of the Year or whatever, because he stood up to China. Well, in doing so, he walked all over her integrity. And we were asked to treat her as a liar or someone that wasn't important in the story because Mr. Simon in South Florida, who runs the Women's Tennis Association, he knew best. And they all wanted to use Peng Shui, to see if they could dent or break down China. By the way, in the story, I'm going to read you something I just find amusing. It says, she said, their misreadings don't stand and I want privacy. Then she says, the article says, Ms. Peng was dressed in a red t-shirt, black trousers, white sneakers, and a dark down jacket with China emblazoned behind it, according to the Zhaobo report. So my request is in the future, if we're going to talk about Stephen Simon, I want you to tell me how he was dressed. And my guess is he's wearing a dour expression, but that's just a guess. I don't know whether he has anything else, probably not. She also was somewhat miffed. She said that following the matter, she asked about surveillance of her. She said, why would that be the case? I've always been very free. I hope that Mr. Simon will say he knows she's not free because she lives in China, whereas he's free because he lives in Florida. Further, and this is very important to underline, we're talking about Peng Shui. The media made a big story of her, misrepresented her, and never respected what she had said. She said that the email, the one that I just read, that email was entirely of my own free will. And she said she wrote it herself, but that the state media had published a translated version of it in English, as her own standard of the English language was not up to par. What was conveyed was no different from what I meant to convey to Mr. Simon, she said. This is important stuff. This is a story coming out on the 19th. And we'll see how the wise guys handle it. I think they've exposed themselves. And I really admire her. I think it's great that she appeared. By the way, she was at a skiing event. And she was there with Yao Ming. And we all know it must have been Yao Ming because the man appears to be about 7'4". So I think we could safely say that it was Yao Ming. So let's just make sure that we understand that had there been the least respect for Peng Shui, none of this story wouldn't have gotten anywhere. And to show you how cowardly and dishonest our journalists are, The Guardian, which has become really a bad paper. Once upon a time, The Guardian had a lot of respect. Here's how their headline reads. Peng Shui retracts sexual assault claims as fears over her well-being persist. Well, of course, The Guardian is going to be very concerned about her. That's because they, no matter what she says, no matter what China does, they are going to be negative and nasty. But let me explain to them something. Retract would be to say, what I said, I take back. She said, I didn't say that. And they can go hire a lawyer if they want. But my guess is her lawyer beat their lawyer because she didn't retract. She said that whatever that was, and she said it's a very highly personal matter. Everybody has problems, she said. But she said that wasn't an accusation of sexual assault. So when The Guardian says she retracts, they're mistaken. She said that her opinion had been misrepresented. It's been consistently misrepresented by the WTA, New York Times, Washington Post, the usual people, the British papers, Canadian papers. She didn't retract anything. She said, you got it wrong. And so I'm happy to correct the Guardian, which is run by a bunch of white males with smirks on their faces. But it's a very important story. I'm glad we have been fighting on this front. I think everybody should stay with it. I never doubted that what she said in that email was the basic fact. And now we have her confirming that, and she confirmed it, she wrote it. And she, of course, now look at the content again and notice that she had said, you posted that without my permission. And if they keep this up and saying they're not satisfied, I call that harassment, serious harassment. And I think it's a joke that American leftists and progressives who joined in on this, like Dave Zirin, learn that just because you're an American with a publication or you run a little company in South Florida, you don't have a badge and you got no business in China. And if you want to know anything about China, just ask politely. We go back to the original problem where we've been having all the way with China, and that includes now Russia. It's not simple lack of respect. Everything is written here as though they're dealing with the devil. So once you say this is the demon, anything you say works. You can say anything you want. And so it's poison. One more point on as we said on our Taylor report last week, Chinese ambassador to Canada said that the two Michaels had, by the way, signed confessions of their wrongdoing. I'm not going to try to get into detail, but of their wrrongdoing. That was on the 10th of December, so it makes it 10 days. And here's the line that I love to use, crickets from all of our big news outlets. Nobody has gone to knock on the door of the two Michaels. Oh, because they want their privacy respected. So here they respect the privacy of the two Michaels. But no one's gone to the government. Nobody's asked, well, what about this? That tells you that we got a serious hole in the place they call journalism here. That it's all kind of somewhat has farcical features. The Chinese ambassador said, by the way, just for the record, and this was reported by the Globe and Mail and CTV and others, they said he said it, but then they all took their notebooks, put them there in the pocket and went home. They didn't immediately get on the phone to talk to the Canadian government to see what was going on. That tells you that for all the baloney, we don't have a honest and working media. They're repressing news. They did it with Peng Shui. She beat the devil out of them. Congratulations to her. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT. We'll see you next week.